man. We're doing it. We're live. All right. We finally made it. I didn't think it was going to happen, Mike. I never really do, but somehow, here we are. Happy Sunday.
Not we pull through.
Oh, I keep the production crew always a little step or two behind on the graphics there, but we got it. All right, man.
Always good at catching up.
Well, we're a little slow today, still celebrating a little bit, or maybe a bit of a hangover, if you will, from the 420 celebrations. Where are all my stoners at? Oh, yeah. Happy holidays, my man. Hey, now.
You celebrate?
Still going, amigo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It was a great time. We stocked up leading up to the occasion. I went into a couple of my favorite dispensaries around town and picked up infused doobies. I love the infused doobies, only when I'm celebrating. I can't do them regularly, but we rocked the infused doobies and edibles, and they did some crazy HARP technology, super chem trailing event for 3 straight days. Lowest cloud coverage I've ever seen in my entire life, and it snowed.
The Middle East, so they got to draw the moisture back to places like Colorado.
That's right, man. Yeah, it's exactly what happened. So we got like a foot of snow over 24 hours. And as we're sitting here right now, the clouds have finally parted. The planes still flying over. They're still chemtrailing. Bill Gates, he's unrelenting. But either way, we just watched that foot of snow melt away from the sun within about an hour.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to have some really good grass over here in the next week. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I was just thinking that, too, because we got hit with a cold spell last night. So Nona had to go out there and, like, cover the seedlings that she's growing.
Right, you know? Man. Yeah.
And then she said, you know, that's why you don't plant anything until Mother's Day. That's the old rule, right?
That's right, man.
And it got me thinking, yeah, 25 years ago, I remember them saying that. And today, it's still wait until Mother's Day. If global warming was really a thing.
Don't!
I mean, 25 years, shouldn't we be like, holy shit, remember? They used to say wait till Mother's Day. Now it's wait till 420.
Where's Al Gore? 250,000 Hiroshima bombs every day in the atmosphere.
I mean, I thought we warmed up. Why can't I plant my plants earlier now, right? Has it changed in my lifetime? Right.
That's a great call, man. Yeah, we're still planting around Mother's Day, regardless of what they've been saying. No acid rain, too. Doesn't seem to bother the tomato plants these days.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm not noticing any of the observations that I should be noticing if your climate theories were correct.
It kind of aligns well with COVID. You know, what you're telling me isn't really what I'm seeing and feeling and experiencing, right?
Yeah. Well, except they're different in one big way. The climate is actually changing. COVID, right. I don't even think was really a virus at this point. You know what I mean?
Dude, so what's crazy about COVID are the COVID stans out there. Those who were the ultimate fans of the masking and the double masking and locking it down. The Howard Sterns of the world, who probably, I think, what year is it? Still haven't left their basement, if I'm not mistaken.
He did for a couple days, didn't feel comfortable, went back in. Yeah. He's our new groundhog. Comes out every year, sees a shadow.
Runs back in his hole. You hit me with a fascinating clip. Dr. Peter McCullough was on some podcast.
Yeah, that crackpot fake doctor. Why should we listen to this guy? The guy who invented mRNA. He invented the technology your vaccine you injected yourself with. Yeah.
Right. Well, sorry. Not only that, he invented it, then 180'd and started telling people, don't take it. If there's anyone to believe not to take something, I gotta say it's gonna be the inventor of the thing.
If Henry Ford was out there screaming from the rooftops, "Don't drive Ford cars," you probably wouldn't buy. Yeah, I think we're gonna get the new Mustang. Yeah, because Brian Stelter said it's okay.
That's right. I heard they make an electric.
You know, yeah. Stick with the inventor, I would say.
It wasn't just him, too. Robert Malone, I'm not a huge fan, but didn't he have some action in on, like, the copywriting or at least some of the encoding of the original mRNA?
Yeah, I think he invented it.
It's him. McCullough also was part of the process?
Yeah, it's obviously a group of people. But he was one of the, he's like one of the names on the patent for mRNA technology.
That's incredible. And
I believe. I might be talking out of my ass, but
you could be right on the money. I just recall him having some knowledge of it, and on top of that knowledge, he started kind of speaking out against people taking it so willy-nilly. I mean, they were going to hide the side effects, the supposed data they had on these vaccines for, 75 years, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
But, then he got blocked from all social media. He was kicked off of Twitter and Facebook and everything else. And now you sent me this clip of him on a podcast with a different Shapiro, Brian Shapiro. Is he like a liberal Shapiro? Is that what we're going with here?
Wait, sorry. I was reading about it because I wanted to back it up. But yeah, it was like a couple hundred people worked on the technology that built up to what eventually became the mRNA vaccine. But apparently he was working in San Diego in the late 1980s. And he completed one of the most important steps that eventually led to the mRNA vaccine. But he pretty much, he was part of the original inventors of the technology used.
Wow. All right, man.
And in the 80s. So he's been studying it for 40 years before COVID comes, right?
Yeah, he was working on this right around the time Fauci was killing AIDS patients with his experimental gene therapies.
Good call.
Oh, man. So McCullough, now that we've established, well-informed beyond a doubt, and more so than most other people, nut jobs like ourselves, kind of going around out there saying, hey, you know what, this thing I spent my lifetime working on, don't take it. You know, like, it's gonna kill you, all right? And if you took it, you're gonna die, right? This guy's like out there, he's like warning the world, man, you know? So, yes. You got me on this one where he's talking to this feller who goes on a bit of a rant saying, you know, this thing was a lifesaver. All these doctors around the world were all in on it. This guy, Brian Shapiro, I'm not familiar with the guy. I've never followed his...
I got to go back on everything I said. I was reading about Dr. Malone. I had those two confused.
That's why I brought him up earlier. Certified idiots here, folks. Don't
forget.
Plumber.
Just learning how to use this Google machine.
I drive for a living. So.
So yeah, I don't even know who this guy is, to be honest with you.
All right, well, now we're going to backpedal everything we said. I'm not going to play the clip anymore. This guy's a nut job. He's another Alex Jones. He's just wearing a doctor's outfit.
Yeah, get out of here, Alex Jones. You're not going to be right for another 10 years about what you say. Come on.
Did you see, and we're going to get to it later, Tucker was on the Joe Rogan Experience, and yeah. they kind of dabbled into, I love hearing outside people discuss the fact that Alex Jones was basically a prophet and predicted 9/11 2 months or so before it happened. The footage is insane when you watch it. You know, I've been onto Alex Jones for many, many years, but it's funny seeing people now kind of finally get on board with the Alex Jones. Like, wow, this guy was predicting stuff, you know, before we really had a lot of internet going on.
Well, you know who else predicted 9/11 2 months before it happened? the intelligence agencies. So we should give them credit as well as Alex Jones. You know?
Yeah, they there's a declassified report, I believe, where they full on say, like, oh, you know, they're gonna fly some planes into some buildings, man. Nah.
Then some guy just takes out $1 billion insurance on the two buildings that get hit.
Lucky Larry Silverstein. Look him up. He's
You have to look him up. He's the luckiest man in the world.
Luckiest man in the world, man.
You decide. Dude, they said he ate breakfast every day in the towers. And he didn't on that day. He went to an emergency doctor appointment.
Man, everybody just happened to miss their flight on 9/11. Michael Jackson, Seth MacFarlane, the whole world of elite, powerful, influential, wealthy entertainment people all just missed their flights, man.
Just happened to miss it. Speaking of conspiracies, let's listen to McCullough now that I know who you're talking about.
Is he a doctor or did we make that part up too? I can't remember.
I believe he is a doctor. Yes. MD.
All right. All right. We got McCullough on the left wearing the doctor's outfit. And on the right there, the angry looking Irish fellow, man, Brian Shapiro. He's fired up. Look at him. Everybody who's pro-vax, they're very angry.
Well, yeah, they took an experimental drug. I'd be angry too. What'd you give me?
So I cut, you know, I trimmed a little of the beginning there. It's pro-vax, man. Talking about all the, you know, lies about the COVID vaccines. And McCullough here, squinty face with the doctor outfit, he's going to give us the true lowdown. He's going to cite some, what are those called, scientific articles? And, you know, facts, statistics. He's going to go all in on those things.
I believe in science, not facts.
Exactly right. I believe in my feelings, not the science now. Yeah. So... fella here, Shapiro, he, you know, drabbles on about the vaccine, pros, if you will. And then he asks whether or not he's wrong. And McCullough's going to set him straight here.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong. And here's the reason why. The prospective randomized double-blind placebo-controlled clinical trials of the vaccines never showed a reduction in severity. They never showed a reduction in hospitalization and death. And what's come out over time is the virus has mutated to become a much milder virus. So as the vaccines were rolling out, you know, we were being confronted with a less mild virus. The other thing, a less severe virus, more mild. The other thing that happened is we learned how to treat the illness. So we treated patients early and we avoided hospitalization and death. So the two major things that saved people's lives were having natural immunity from the first round of infection, and then early treatment. What happened with the vaccines, remember, the vaccines came in late, you know, so we're already a year in the pandemic. We've been treating people for a year. Mm-hmm. The vaccines come in late. And in a recent paper by Norman Fenton from the UK, he's shown that there was tremendous misclassification bias. So when they declared that there was a epidemic of the unvaccinated, in fact, the hospitals weren't, you know, they had no idea who was vaccinated or not. They didn't have connection to the CDC vaccine records. They weren't going in the ICU.
Remember those retarded little pieces of paper everyone proudly walked around with and had in your pocket and your wallet? They were bullshit. They meant nothing.
Yeah, I, you know how I know they meant nothing? I could print one off my computer.
Yeah, we did.
Sign it. Yeah. Nobody was.
Oh, man. What a joke, dude. How easy was it to corral the populace into showing your papers?
Because that was going to protect everybody, right? Like, people actually bought that shit.
Unbelievable.
You and figuring out people on the ventilator who were vaccinated and who weren't. In countries that actually did have the vaccine status, like the UK, they found far more vaccinated in the hospital on ventilators and dying than the unvaccinated. And in a paper by Shretha and colleagues from the Cleveland Clinic, the lowest risk workers that they have in 51,000 workers are the unvaccinated. And with every single injection, one is more and more likely.
Are you allowed to say that, or?
Dude, that's what we've been saying forever. Just anecdotally, people who we work with, it's the vaccinated that are sick all the time.
Yes.
There you go. It's a doctor agreeing. So,
pretty wild stuff. I have said it nonstop that everybody who is on this cycle of sickness has taken the booster shots. Remember all the famous people there back in 2022, heading into 2023. Oh, I've come down with COVID. I'm going to stay home and quarantine. But thank God I'm fully vaccinated and boosted. I'm now going to take Paxlovid, right? And then what would happen 2 weeks later? Oh, I've come down with COVID once again.
Yeah, dude. Remember the Jimmies? Thank God I'm vaccinated. Otherwise, it would have been so much worse. Yeah.
Dude, it was Jimmy Kimmel who famously made the joke about the unvaccinated dying of the heart attacks at the front of the hospital. Right?
Yeah, unvaccinated, you're outside. Yeah, wait here, Wheezy, while we let in the vaccinated. Yeah.
All right. I think there's a little more. Do you want to finish it off here?
Yeah. Like all what right. This guy has to say.
Likely to get COVID-19. Now, the deaths that have been reported after the vaccine are unprecedented. Our safety system for vaccines records on average, half the country takes vaccines in the United States before COVID, records on average 150 deaths in a year on average. The COVID-19 vaccines roll out. And as we sit here today, our CDC has verified 18,655 Americans dying after the vaccine.
What?
18,000?
Oh, baby.
18,000 that they're verifying. Wow.
Admitted. They're admitting. To that many.
Wow.
Man. This is a rough scene, folks. You know it's worse, right? It has to be worse.
What's really funny is I don't think that number is going to go down like the COVID death count did. that one day the COVID death count went down 30,000 because they had to admit they didn't die. From COVID. Yeah. Fucking goldfish memory, man.
Woo. Verified 18,655 Americans dying after the vaccine. 1150 die on the same day they take the shot.
Excuse me?
Oh, man! Are you kidding me?
Well, that's the only reason you're counting 18,000. Those are the ones that died like 12 hours. What? In one day?
Man, you know, it's funny when you speak of tickers, right? They had the little ticker going on there for all the dead from the COVID. We needed the ticker for people dying day of shot. Oh, man. That's a lot of people.
Well, that's how they were able to stay 100% safe. Because those people died too fast to even count them.
Oh, man, maybe that's what they meant by 100% effective. 100% effectively, you're all going to die!
Oh, not until 2030, Frank.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Agenda 20, it's part of the agenda.
Just wait, there'll be no more side effects after 2030. Not me talking. That's the scientist advisor.
That's right, man. And it all aligns perfectly with Agenda 2030. We shall own nothing, and we will be happy, right? We have to continue down this insanity.
655 Americans dying after the vaccine. 1150 die on the same day they take the shot. Some die in the vaccine center. 1200 die the next day. Now, that's underreported by a factor in FDA testimony of about 30.
Between dying the spot, you know, in the moment of, and then dying the next day within 24 hours, that's 3,000 people?
Yeah, dude, that's... You had people dying in the center, and you guys weren't reporting it? You know what I mean?
Dude, remember the images of some of those There was the one gal from New Zealand, I think, and she took the shot on TV and went to the podium to, you know, get people to go all in and just collapsed, man.
Yeah.
Like moments later. I don't know. Dude. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but I've been saying it. You all got poisoned, man.
I can't believe you guys took those shots. I can't believe they took those shots. I can't believe our family convinced our grandma that you were a threat coming from Colorado because you don't listen to the science. You were the threat that was going to and kill her.
The number one threat about me is that I vote Republican.
Oh, I forgot.
That's a threat to everyone's health, man.
And that was, you know, but then they convinced her to take the shot.
Yeah, well, that went on, you know, in many families. Emma can attest to it. We saw it go, you know, just happen everywhere. People were fooled, man. People were scared. When you got people cornered and scared, you convince them to turn against their loved ones, as we saw, right? And yeah. At the same time, they're suppressing information. You know, you're showing them all this ticker on CNN of the people dying from COVID, and you're withholding the information that, well, also, we're averaging about 3,000 dead a day after they take the shot. You know,
like, and that's what kills me, is we always got the same response. Where'd you get that information? Oh, I don't know, the guy who hasn't been wrong yet about anything, you know? Joe Rogan? Yeah, well, guess what? Now they're talking about ivermectin. So, crazy.
And, you know, Joe Rogan? Still alive. Kind of healthy looking. I think he's all right. You know?
No, yeah. I over the fact, yes, I'm listening to the guy who's telling me, eat right. Exercise regularly. You know what I mean? I'm not listening to the people that are like, stay home. Drink all the alcohol you want. Take this pill. You become fat. Eat our junk food. Like, no. Yeah, I'm not listening to your fucking people. Your people who come out with the new food pyramid that has sugar as, like, the number one thing you should eat. You know what I mean? And then you find out it was all paid for by the sugar industry.
That's right, man.
What do you mean, dude? You guys you're being lied to. You're being fooled into killing yourselves.
Yeah,
into living miserable lives.
Well, you know? Follow along long enough. Coffee's healthy. Coffee's unhealthy. Eggs are healthy. Eggs are now unhealthy. No, now they're healthy again. Like, how do you? Yeah. You have to.
You never once hear a story about how sugar is probably the biggest culprit in the rise in cancer.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to talk about that, right? Oh, but we're going to talk about how eggs are bad now. Yeah.
Only eight whites.
We can't talk about soda, right? Everyone's got to still drink their sody pop. You know, they just did this whole expose. It was all over the news about, what's it called? Lunchables.
Oh, I know. It killed me. Broke my heart.
And it's like, oh, we found out all these years Lunchables are killing your kids.
I still eat them.
You eat Lunchables, too?
Yeah, all the time. It's like a great snack to just, you know, you grab it at the gas station at 7-Eleven. I guess I got to go back to the microwave burrito.
You're better off with the hot dog sitting on that roller all day.
Dude, because now 7-Eleven, they added too much to the menu, right? And these guys can't cook, and they never clean whatever oven they're using. So now every 7-Eleven smells like this burnt, bad cheese. And it's just, and all the food on the wheel now tastes like that burning smell.
All right, man. So
the 7-Eleven hot dog. Although Jewel now, you go to the Jewels, and they got the little section where they got the, you know, the hot ready to go chickens.
That's right, man.
They got a little section. It's the quarter pound Nathan hot dogs.
Wow. Dude, all right.
You're hungover. You put down two Nathan hot dogs and a 12-ounce Red Bull. I promise you'll work all day. You're good. Good to go.
Nice. That's actually quality stuff right there. At the Jewels. Oh, yeah. Out here, we got the King Supers.
Not the same.
Man. Well, you know, or you could go to Safeway. But we all know the type of people who go to Safeway. So you got to go to the King Supers.
This guy.
That's right, dude. You're a Safeway kind of guy.
Yeah, you can tell by the hairline.
I think the Safeway is maybe our Jewels. Actually, I think King Supers owns the Jewels, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they're all owned by Kroger.
And all and Kroger owned by Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. Everybody knows it. George Soros, right?
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I've had enough of scaring everybody who got the vaccine, which allegedly is 6 billion people. So my apologies to you all. Your demise is upon yourselves.
I still can't get through to people like in Africa, they're still dying of the plague. Nobody died of COVID.
Right. Like,
right. Nobody in Africa got vaccinated. Nobody died from COVID. I think you guys made up this global pandemic. It was a global pandemic that only affected Western nations.
As time moves forward, the only explanation for what went on with COVID and the lockdowns and the forced vaccinations is depopulation.
Yeah, that's what it's got to be.
They wanted to bring upon their new world order, the Great Reset. I think people denied it, and the next time they try it, they'll probably have a better chance. They've kind of trained the newer generations to be all in on following the government, right? They got the boomers lockstep.
Oh, it's crazy how brainwashed they are.
They figured out the medium to brainwash them, and this is why I do think they're trying to ban TikTok. TikTok seems to be a place where millennials and younger are able to kind of convey ideas that are, you know, against the censorship machine, right? You know, it's easy for them to block people from being on Facebook. You won't find the Dude Man Podcast on Facebook, folks.
I hate to let it join.
Right? But we could easily be on the TikTok, and, you know, I'm sure we could go on there. I'm just going to avoid it, the stress and the hassle of signing up for a new platform, because they're going to ban it, I imagine, within 24 hours of us talking about it.
About as fast as the vaccine will kill you. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
What's weird about the TikTok stuff, though, is that they, for some reason, lumped the ban into a bunch of other unpopular activities that they apparently hung out on Saturday evening for. The House voting for more money, not to go to fix our roads or solve our homelessness problem. No, we got to send more sleeves to Ukraine and weapons to Israel.
We want to get started on this. The best videos, everybody go on X just to watch the videos. I've seen like 4 or 5 already where it's a side-by-side of a city in Ukraine and then Philadelphia. And you're like, what do you mean we're sending... those people from Philadelphia are sending money to those people in Ukraine. They're living better than us.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're living better than us.
Yeah, come hang out by Capitol Hill over in downtown Denver. It probably looks more like the capital of Kiev or whatever is going on there in Ukraine. Well, either way, we're sending more money that we don't have for us. It's going to Kiev and Israel.
And I was noticed that like a year and a half ago, they showed us a video of a blown up hospital, right? It was a maternity ward. Turned out to be totally fake. It was all set up. It was actually a Ukrainian missile that misfired and blew up their own hospital. And ever since then, ever since they got busted wagging the dog with all these fake scenes, like people with their cell phones are videotaping a camera crew, videotaping a reporter, and they're like huddled around a blown up truck surrounded by a perfectly fine city. You know what I mean? They were literally just faking it. When was the last time you saw any imagery of blown up buildings in Ukraine?
I mean, I was just totally captured by the story of the Ghost of Kiev!
Who can forget Ghost of Kiev? Or how about Russian submarine? Go fuck yourself. Oh, a Russian ship. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? You don't see anything. I can't go 24 hours without seeing a picture of Gaza. That's fucking rubble. But Ukraine, I don't see any images coming out.
No, usually Ukraine, it was Anderson Cooper and the same shot of that one rubbleized building and a bunch of firefighters hanging around.
Yes, yes.
And it was
yes.
just kind of like on a loop.
Makes sense. Haven't seen anything since. But we keep sending billions of dollars to this war. I mean, is this war really happening? What's going on?
No, man. It's 10% for the big guy, dude. Imagine 10% of 60 billion.
That's a lot of billions.
That's a lot of billions, dude.
By a lot of crack and laptops, you know?
And think of how fast they're trying to fast track all these extended financings towards Ukraine. You know, they almost seem like a group of people who see the end of the line coming, you know, and they're thinking, you know, our funding is slowly coming to an end here in January.
And it's just getting smaller and smaller. Like, oh, no. This ain't going to last much longer.
The way they're cramming through these financial initiatives to send more money to Ukraine, they strike me as a group of people who sense that they might be no longer in power come January 20th.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, and they're like, you know, time's kind of running short here. Can we get another $60 billion over there to Ukraine, you know?
When do they need it by? By January 19th.
Before January 2025, please.
It's so funny, you're right.
And you know, throw it all the cash, right into these suitcases. Yes, thank you. Perfect.
That'll work. Send it over on a private jet.
That's right.
At one point, Zelensky just going to be like, no more money. You can pay in cocaine.
Yeah, that's right. It has nothing to do with Biden's laptop. Nothing to see here. Just more billions to Ukraine, please.
That's the best part. So for those that don't know what you're looking at here, those dots are the locations of the photos and videos on Hunter Biden's laptop. Look at where those videos are being taken. Look at that Ukraine, Saudi Arabia. Look at the Europe.
Hawaii.
Like this guy was.
He loves Hawaii, apparently.
I literally liked Hawaii. Good old boy stayed in America most of the time when he was fucking hookers and doing crack, so we gotta give him that.
You're right, but like his get down there. Is that Saudi Arabia, or is that? That's gotta be the Emirates.
Yeah, dude, that's what I mean. He's going around the world fucking hookers, filming himself. Imagine if you had this on Don Jr.
Right, that's Egypt, it looks like, yeah.
Cairo.
Oh, no, is that, that's Jerusalem.
Israel,
yeah. That's... Mike, he was making his holy pilgrimage to buy crack cocaine and bang hookers.
He just went to go kiss that rock. That's all.
Wow, yeah, he's traveling around the world banging whores. Very nice.
I love the Russia.
Russia, Ukraine. He's a man about town.
Irish. Mm.
Alrighty. It's not that interactive. I'll have to play around with it on another day, but you get the idea. This guy likes whoring around the world and, you know, doing drugs.
Worst part is, he did go to Africa. He went to Egypt. Okay. So he's not racist. He's equal opportunity on the hookers.
Right.
Gotta give him that. I didn't see any South America, but that's okay.
Oh, man. We were about to jump into something. Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. Here it is. We always get sidetracked. Welcome to Tangent, Mike and Frank.
It's crazy, the guy who loves hookers and cocaine didn't go to South America? A little weird. They must have been charging him for the coke and hookers.
Right, yeah, he gets it for free in China, Ukraine, Russia.
Those cartels don't fuck around, man. You gotta pay to play, you know?
Alright, so they passed this ridiculous bill. They're sending more money to Ukraine, more money to Israel, money to the Asia Pacific, and of course, because it makes sense, we're gonna ban TikTok.
Your choosing is here.
Today, the House quickly passed a series of crucial funding bills.
that could now lead to a high-stakes showdown over Mike Johnson's future as Speaker.
Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no.
No.
In a rare Saturday session, representatives voting on several measures, including four key bills. One, to send $60 billion to war-torn Ukraine in its fight against Russia. $26 billion for Israel in its war against Hamas, with billions more for humanitarian needs in Gaza.
No picture of Ukraine. Picture of Gaza, right?
Yes.
It's rubbleized. Okay, at least when you talk... Okay, $26 billion to Israel, and what did we accomplish? I could see the Iron Dome knocking down Iran missiles, and I could see you guys leveled Gaza. Okay, I can see what... Now I know what we got for our money. Thank you. It was worth it, you know?
That's right. And what do we know that's going on in Ukraine? Well, we keep catching oligarchs at the border of Poland and the UK with suitcases of euros and, you know, American dollars.
And gold. And yeah, it's not even a joke. Them and their wives keep getting caught.
Dude.
Easy.
I mean, Sam Bankman-Fried is going to prison for 25 years for running a fraudulent cryptocurrency out of the Bahamas that was funneling money through Ukraine into the DNC for the 2020 midterms and elections.
Not even a conspiracy theory. Proven in court.
Yes, proven in court.
The guy's guilty. Yes.
But you know what? Carry on. 60 more billion. Sure, why not, right? Why not? There's nothing shady going on in Ukraine.
This just in, Sam Bankman-Fried found hung in his cell.
Oh, that's right. He did not kill himself, folks.
The guards fell asleep, so we don't know how it happened.
That's right, and the security footage is erased. Sorry about that. Long
it will
gone.
It will pop up in 10 years on Anthony Weiner's laptop.
And $8 billion to Taiwan.
Because why not? $8 billion.
Yeah. What is $8 billion?
We're signing checks. Just do it, baby. Come on, man.
I'm pretty sure you could buy Ukraine for $60 billion. Like, the price of Ukraine has to be less than $60 billion. all of Ukraine. You know what I mean?
Yes, dude.
I feel like $60 billion, I could raise an army that could take over Ukraine. That's crazy.
All right, well, but if that isn't enough, right, you know, during a special session, 420, when everybody's forgetting what's going on.
Bill is passed.
Also a bill that would force the Chinese company that owns TikTok to sell the popular app or face a ban in the U.S. Each vote passing with a strong bipartisan mix of Democrats and Republicans. In an about-face, Johnson supporting aid to Ukraine. After he flew to Mar-a-Lago to seek the former president's blessing last week.
Like he's the godfather. Oh, Don Trumpiloni, do we get your blessing? See.
He went there, got on one knee, kissed his ring. And then asked for his permission.
Esperta, see. But someday, you owe me a favor.
And then we sat down, his wife made pasta.
Yeah, the Ukrainian wife, right? Or whatever she is. Slovenian.
Don, please.
Bartolomon. Hey, espete. Hey, espango. Spaghetti.
No business at the dinner table.
So absurd. He had to fly out to Mar-a-Lago to get the blessing of the godfather, Don Trump alone.
Well, I'm surprised he'd have to fly to New York. The guy's in court every day now.
Trump is not, I don't even think he owns property in New York anymore.
I think they took it, actually.
He's totally gone, man. It's better off. You know they're going to transform Trump Tower into a migrant housing complex.
Not a bad idea. Maybe that's why they need to seize it.
That's right.
The migrants. Could work out good for everybody.
Oh, man. Well, good times had by all. That's all I'm going to do with that.
Included TikTok. What does that have to do with the aid packages?
Nothing. They needed to sneak it in because it's a very unpopular bill being pushed through. This is they're trying to kill freedom of speech. I'm not a huge fan of TikTok, but I am aware that it is one of the last few places where a lot of people are using it during, you know, all day long, and they're sharing information that is far less censored than what you're receiving on all the other platforms.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I don't know why Rumble's not taking off more. Because it is... I don't know. YouTube is so censored. I brought it up before. People can't... You can't even say the word rape. They're, like, bleeping out the word rape so that their videos don't get pulled. It's
wow.
Crazy. There's, like... You can't even say, like, kill or murder. Stuff like that. It's, like, really weird. It's incredible how censored... YouTube is now more censored than like daytime television. I'm not even joking.
No, you're not, man. The stuff that I see on television or like the streaming services too, man. You know, the access that kids have these days to terrible entertainment, man. You know, we were fortunate to grow up when we did, man. And it's just because we had, I guess, censored TV. We can thank Tipper Gore for having our innocent youths, right?
No, I don't think it's good anywhere, but you definitely should. YouTube used to be like a free place. Now it's,
yeah.
And it's not even that they're censoring it, it's just that people are self-censoring so that they don't get demonetized or kicked off, which is even worse. They've gotten you to censor yourself, you know?
Absolutely. The self-censoring, that is the Orwellian element to our future dystopia that we're currently experiencing, where to avoid being cast away to the cornfield and losing your income, well, okay, I'm going to really watch what I say. And the further we go down that slippery slope, the more I gotta watch.
Yeah.
The more censored I become. And it's not, you're right, they're not putting the bleep button onto your video there. The bleep button is in your brain now. And that's what's creepy, man. They've entered your mind and how you're even processing your thoughts in real time now.
Oh, it's so sad.
That's why we don't believe in censorship here. Mike, say what you want, sir.
Get that bleep button ready.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, either way, let's see here. What else did I throw down on the docket?
I died to talk about the kitty diddlers on Real Time with Bill Maher.
So I took the whole chunk. It was a nice beef nugget. And I love getting down with the Bill Maher. This one was a doozy. Which part did you like specifically? I could actually kind of jump around on it.
Whole thing, dude. I literally told our dad this morning when he came for breakfast. We were talking. I said, "Did you watch Bill Maher?" He said, "No." But I said, "Well, go watch it, because you're about 2-3 months to the away from actually liking Ron DeSantis."
I know.
Believe it or not, Bill Maher said something that's going to be picked up by CNN, MSNBC in a couple weeks, and in 2 months, you guys are going to go from hating Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis was Hitler Jr. You know what I mean?
That's right, man.
Because you thought he might actually win the primary. And then he didn't win the primary, and now you guys are actually, you're seeing what's going on with Disney, and you're like, you know what? Maybe that guy had a pretty good idea, you know?
Well, he wasn't really burning books. He was just saying, hey, you know, the books where we're talking about sexual, you know, anything, could we just leave it to the older kids? He didn't even, like, it wasn't even no kids. It was just kids, like, under third grade. He's like, can we just spare the third graders and below, like, anything with sexual content in it? It was bare level, bare minimum decency that this guy was asking for. And don't say gay.
Yeah, right.
Come on, people.
Gay.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't even like sexual. It was like, we don't want a first grader reading about this guy's life who was incestually raped by his father. And then that turned him gay. Like, this is not something kids should read.
Absolutely. You know, but this is coming from a couple of fellas who grew up on Berenstain Bears and, you know,
yeah,
Looney
we read
Tunes.
Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer. All right, we got Bill Maher. I took a part from the beginning. It's a monster clip, though. And there was some towards the end I could maybe fast forward to if I took the right notes. I don't think I did, so perfect. Production crew crushing it today. either way, this is the part I think you wanted to kind of hone in on. I encourage everyone to check out. It's the New Rules segment Bill Maher does, but the last chunk, his little monologue there, he goes hard on the kitty diddlers over at Disney and Nickelodeon and pretty much this sexualization culture we have going on. He hits at the drag queens, which I might be able to sneak into this one. I don't like to go too long in the clips, but this is a good one. And the best part, as always, fan reactions in the audience and crowd there. You could cut through that silence with a butter knife, man. My
they
God.
They did not agree with this one.
Not at all. So here we go. Bill Maher laying down the dirty when it comes to the kitty diddlers and our current BLT sandwich community.
Exposed hypocrisy, because it must be pointed out that when the evil governor of Florida was saying the exact same thing about kids and creepy stuff at Disney that liberals now find intolerable at Nickelodeon, he was dismissed as a hick and a bigot. But why would a kids content factory like Disney be all that different than the one at Nickelodeon? A 2014 CNN report discovered that at least 35 Disney employees had been arrested for sex crimes against children, and in 20...
Excuse me?
What, dude?
35?
That's not one or two. That's... We're hitting... 30s, man. Come on.
Gross. Yeah, you're not doing a good enough job vetting these people, I'd say.
I guess not.
2021, Disney Child star Allison Stoner confessed she only narrowly survived the toddler to train wreck pipe.
Allison Stoner, hey, happy 420, all you nut jobs. All right, man. I like how Bill snuck that one in there.
Line. The next year, child star Cold Sprouse told the New York Times that young actresses at the Disney Channel were heavily sexualized.
That's a chick with a mustache, right?
I don't know what that is, dude.
What's going on here with the fellas, man?
I don't know what that is.
That's, oh boy.
Just from an early age. You know, Willie Sutton said he robbed banks because that's where the money is. And
I didn't catch that one. What was the dig?
I thought I called that a prison yes.
Oh, all right. He's joining the BTO boys.
You know?
You can put them in a lineup with the BTO boys, Timothy Chalamet, right? They're all there for Mike.
Yes, yeah.
And the reason we find pedophiles in the Boy Scouts and the Rectory and Kids TV is that's where the kids are. DeSantis wasn't wrong, but we're so tribal now, the left will overlook child fucking if the guy from the wrong party calls it out.
Yes!
I'm glad somebody said it on the left. I mean, yes, thank you. Thank you.
And I like how you said that, somebody on the left, because no matter how hard he tries, and maybe he's getting there, right? Bill Maher ain't no man in the middle.
Wait a minute, you're not for terrorists, and you're also against pedophiles? Welcome to the Republican side! I hate to tell you this, Bill, you're now a Republican.
Dude.
It's insane! It's insane, but if you're against pedophilia and, you know, terrorists, You're a, Bill, you are now a white supremacist Republican.
It's certifiable. You just put the MAGA hat on right now, my friend.
And you're pro-Israel. Oh, my God. Did you go to the Trump rally? The Trump rally right now? Holy shit.
Oh, man.
That's so crazy that that's what makes you a Republican now. But it's true.
Yes, that is all it takes these days. You simply are just not into the craziest shit on the left that has taken over the entire left, that they've pushed you to the right.
Yeah, well, wait till next week. He's going to be like, you know, if only we could go back to a time where we didn't like pedophiles or terrorists and we supported Israel. Like when America was great. can we make America great again? I don't know.
Wait till he finds out about the dudes changing in women's locker rooms, man.
I'm gonna blow his mind. That's gonna blow his mind. And sex surgery is irreversible? Oh my God! Are you against hormone therapies for kids? Dude, this guy, you're the face of the KKK.
Oh my God, we need to get him and John Fetterman together on a show. We'll call it the Red Pill with John Fetterman and Bill Maher.
The unbrain dead. I was brain dead, now I'm unbrain dead.
Well, you would obviously call it Different Strokes.
Different strokes, same vaccine. That's so good. Bill Maher, welcome to the club, my man.
It's incredible. I'm really enjoying Bill's journey slowly this year. It's taken a few years. You saw him kind of get to the edge there during the lockdowns, right?
When they forced him to take the vaccine.
Absolutely.
That was like a purple pill. Yeah, half blue.
It was the purple pill for sure.
The pedophilia might be the red pill for him.
Absolutely, man. It's just crazy how he's now becoming aware. Like, wait, we're the side that's into the pedophiles. When did this happen?
I'm not for pedophiles. Wait a minute.
I feel bad for Bill because in his mind, liberals are, it's the party of, like, you know, free.
You live your life, man. I'm going to live my.
Smoking pot, you know, like,
yeah.
Partying, being a libertine, right? Multiple partners, never having to get married, all that stuff. Like, he really believes in that old school liberal lifestyle. But now, like, his old school liberal lifestyle is quite conservative.
Oh, I know. Now you're smoking weed, hanging out with a 9-year-old girl. And he's like, wait a minute. I don't want to rape this child star. What's going on here?
It's so fucking weird, man. Oh, man. It's the Hollywood stuff. You know what's crazy, too, is this whole kind of rant that he goes on was spawned by him, I assume, watching or promoting the show because it's an HBO special, the Kitty Diddler special that they're doing about Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And Emma and I were watching this Bill Maher, and he shows the clip. It's like a super clip of all these perverse, sexualized acts that were shown on Nickelodeon back during the time that we were observing Nickelodeon. It's weird. It didn't register in my mind at the time, but looking back on it, I mean, just watching the clip, we were both, like, really grossed out that was a thing.
And, like, there's, like, scenes of, like, girls getting, like, it looks like it's something's jizzing on their face. And you're like, who is this joke for? This is a show for little kids. They don't even know what that joke... They don't even get that joke, so who's the joke for?
There's a pickle going through a glory hole. How did the glory hole end up in a kid's show, man? How is that even... That should be illegal right there. Glory hole, kid's show. Everybody's arrested right now. Camera guy, boom mic operator, everybody on set that's over 18, arrested right now.
It doesn't even make it to that far. You're in the writer room for the Pickle show. The minute you mention Pickle and Glory Hole, Chris Hansen should walk through the door. Please have a seat. Please have a seat.
Yeah. Yes, man. It's crazy. So I think Bill saw this for the first time and he goes, wait, when did all this kitty diddling stuff happen? You know, like, when did this start? It's been going on for decades. This is nuts.
You guys are fucking kids. Well, yeah, we support Muslims. Bill, what'd you expect?
Now put on your burqa. We're going to go terrorize some whiteys. Come on, man.
We're going to go beat up some people for wanting to get abortions. Oh, I'm sorry. We're trying to stop abortion.
Yeah, whatever. You know, at some point it'll be reversed. You know it.
Oh, yeah,
they're always coming. Going in circles, round and round, round.
Oh man, yeah, you can keep going. This is a great clip.
It is fantastic, absolutely.
In real time, dude. This is what it looks like.
Sure, Nickelodeon messed up Amanda Bynes, but the Mickey Mouse Club was where Britney Spears got her start, and she's perfectly fine. And get this, after Brian Peck, who was one of the lead creeps at Nickelodeon, served 16 months in prison for the molesting he did there, Disney hired him, naturally, to work on a children's series. Oh, for pedophiles.
At Disney, though, in fairness, they're all about checking the right boxes. And he checked the right boxes.
Why? Is he gay?
Well, he's a pedophile.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he was fucking dudes. Was he fucking dudes?
I think,
okay, wait. Yep. Hold on. Enrico Tarrio got 22 years for not even being at the protest. This asshole got 16 months for raping a kid.
Yeah.
Our priorities are fucked, man.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, it just tells you who's really in control and, you know, what's most important.
That's Jewish? Yeah, that's why he got 16 months.
It's our last show. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Where's Kanye?
We'll be hanging out with Kanye in about a week. That's right.
Files in Hollywood, it's a small world after all. And not just Hollywood. There are Instagram moms these days who are practically only fansing their itty-bitty beauty queen daughters by having them wear skimpy bikinis and eat bananas to build social media stardom. They're called sharenters, a hybrid of sharing and parent. I call them pimps, a hybrid of pimp and...
Yeah! All right.
He's killed this one. Hey, killed it.
Absolutely. He keeps rolling. He hits the drag queens, I believe.
I liked how he did to hit the... That was probably my favorite part of the whole thing. When he finally goes, can we admit this is more for the drag queen than it is for the kid? And I'm glad even he was like, he's talking about how he's appalled. It's appalling for him to see a five-year-old kid tipping a drag queen, you know, at a bar. Like, that is, I don't know.
I might be able to find
this
it
is
here,
wrong,
actually.
And this is bad.
Here, let's see here. Because I liked it, too. He put the image there.
And exposing kids to an adult world of lurid costumes and garish makeup borders on abuse. Now, hurry up and get in the car. We're late for Drag Queen Story Hour. Not that there's anything wrong with being a drag queen, but maybe it's time to admit that sometimes Drag Queen Story Hour is more for the queen than the kids. Sure, kids love a clown.
That's the best part, that silence from the crowd.
Yes. Because you can't admit that. You know what I mean? It's not okay to admit that, but that is the truth. It's the drag queen getting its jollies off of reading to kids.
It's what we've been saying from day one. No kid is out there asking to go see a drag queen. Quite frankly, if I were a kid, I'd be frightened of these maniacs.
Yes. And that's why nobody clapped in that audience, because that means all the conspiracy theories, you know, everybody who should just mind their own business. Why are you so concerned about the drag queen story hour? Why do you care so much? Yeah, because that's why. It's for the queen. It's not for the kids. We should be looking out for the kids. We have one job as adults. That's to protect the kids, you know?
Absolutely, man. And we've kind of backtracked on that completely in the last 4 years specifically. Something crazy happened right around 2020. I mean, honestly, yeah. The lockdowns occurred, and it's like they had everyone perfectly positioned in their homes, and it's kind of like in, what's that Batman with Jim Carrey? And then he, you know, sends out the, suctions all their, the Riddler suctions all the brain energy from the people.
Batman and Robin or Batman Forever?
Forever.
Forever, yeah.
It was the Val Kilmer one, man, yeah. And it just, and then they all, right, all the people end up, like, zombying out in front of the tubes. It seems like something happened there during the lockdowns. We all got zombified out with the television sets and the TikTok on our handheld devices, and all of a sudden, somehow, these messages were transmitted into people's brains. And, you know, slowly but surely now, some of us are, awakening.
Oh, dude. What really kills me is, too, during COVID, like, one of the things Ron DeSantis did that everybody hated the fact that he made it so teachers couldn't hide things from the parents. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Especially if the kid wanted to be trans. And that was, like, the most evil thing because there's bad parents out there. There's bigoted parents who won't accept their kids being trans or gay. So that's why we got to let them do it at school. So the teachers can take care of it. And all of you people were the same people that parents are bad. Okay. You're all the ones that locked the kids in the house with the parents for 2 years. One of the things that went up during that time was abuse by the parents. So it's like, I don't know. Anything you guys ever say, there's no consistency. I think that's what Bill is starting to notice, is the lack of consistency in the beliefs. It's almost like you guys on the left don't have, I don't know, say a book that's about 2,000 years old that can give you a moral compass that you can kind of guide your beliefs on. You know what I mean? There seems to be no, like, order behind what you guys just, whatever the thing is today, this is what I'm believing in. And that's why there's no consistency in it. That's why you can support Hamas and LGBTQ. It makes no sense logically, you know?
Yeah, it's the current thing.
It's whatever it is today. This is what it is. You know what I mean? Until a guy like Bill Maher, like, he does that. And then finally one day he looks around and he's like, wait a minute, I'm on the side of pedophiles and terrorists.
For a guy like Bill, a Jewish comedian, right? You know, he's probably thinking, you know, why are we supporting the pedophiles and the terrorists? And we're flying the flag of the other guys. The same guys who were stomping on our flag when they flew the planes into the 9/11 buildings, you know, like, what happened here? How did we go so far in the other direction? And again, we went over the image last episode. The lady fella wearing a combination of men and women's clothing, burning an American flag, chanting "Death to America." You're confused. You are clearly a very confused human with zero historical understanding.
That flag that you're burning is the only reason you're allowed to do what you're doing. You're allowed to be who you want to be. Any other flag takes over that flag you're burning, and you can no longer be that genderqueer by whatever out in the street. You know what I mean? Wait till China takes over. Won't be burning any flags then, I promise you.
That's right, dude. And we'll all be supporting one overlord. Hurrah!
Not that China's trying to take over. Yeah, again, we can't be bought in yen. I say it all the time.
Well, either way, Mike, believe it or not, sir, it is crazy and true. This is the fastest hour in the universe. And as always, we have a second hour prepared for everyone. So much still to talk about. Mike, I can only assume you have some fantastical and entertaining music. It's either new Beyonce or new Taylor. I have heard of no other music that exists in the world.